At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the way. Swinging a ground ball to short. Turner, he's up with it. Sets his feet, throws to first. Ball game's over. Perfect night for the Phillies bullpen. 12 up, 12 down in relief of Christopher Sanchez. The Phillies hit three home runs, and all of it adding up to a 7-2 win. The Phillies' fourth win in a row as they take yet another series.
Well, the rare ho-hum, clean, no one's on the edge of their seat with trepidation Phillies victory this
pedestrian.
Year. Pedestrian. And I don't mean to say not good,
no,
but just, it's just we were relaxed last night. So the Phillies got it done, obviously. Took that lead early, and obviously the pitching staff held it the whole game. Phillies win 7-2. Nice job by the Phillies. By the way, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup truck trucks at and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, which playoff have you been enjoying more? Is it the NBA, the NHL, or not watching either? We will get to... Howie Roseman said about Jalen Hurts yesterday. We'll get to that shortly. Two situations from sports yesterday that were horrendous. Horrendous. One is a Pittsburgh Pirate fan fell out of the stands.
It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's so upsetting.
And fell onto the field. He is currently alive, but in critical condition. The guy fell out of, and Ben, you know, sometimes those are low railings.
20 feet, apparently.
Well, the Clemente wall is 21 feet.
21, yeah.
Because that was Roberto's number. And I watching that is so disturbing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just horrific.
And it was a McCutcheon double, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
It was out to left field. Oh. I don't know what was going on there, but.
Apparently he was, you know, a little imbibed.
And,
there have been reports and stuff, but apparently he was, like, so excited with the hit, he kind of jumped up too quickly and kind of launched himself over.
Yeah.
You could see in the video him trying to catch himself at the end. It's horrifying.
All right, so that was horrible. Here's the other one from the world of football. So it's not the player that we love who died, but it's one of his friends. John, one of John Elway's best friends died in a golf cart accident.
His agent, too, I believe. Yeah.
Elway was driving. So this happened earlier in the week, but the guy died yesterday. Elway was driving a golf cart. And somehow the guy, and reports are that Elway wasn't screwing around, which some people do with golf carts. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but what I have read on the situation is that, because, you know, sometimes you can hit a bump. I mean, Ben, you play a lot of golf. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go around an edge, you can hit a bump, the guy in the side thing might be drunk. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
And so somehow, and it does happen sometimes, Elway's really good friend falls out of the cart, hits his head, and like a day later dies.
That's horrible.
It's horrible.
Wow. Horrendous.
And by the way, Elway and the friend were golfing, obviously, but the couples, they had just been all together, the four, Elway, his wife, this guy and his wife, they were all hanging out together. So now Elway's got to, like, go back and tell the wife, like, your husband is lying here, and then he died. Horrendous situation.
Wow.
Horrendous.
Just never know.
No, you know, you're right, Ben.
You never know.
You do never know.
Ugh,
that's exactly right. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go from a real downer there with those two to something that was pretty cool. So I had referenced earlier that the great George Wendt, otherwise known as Norm from Cheers, gave me a birthday greeting over the weekend because Amy from Villanova, through the Cameo system, tracked him down. Tried to get Elizabeth Shue. which would have been great. I mean,
that would have been something.
Oh, my God.
That's, and I appreciate Amy going right. for it. Like, that's cool. That's
pretty
strong.
Cool. So she gets George Wendt to give me a birthday greeting. Now, I'm curious your interpretation of George Wendt on John Ritchie. Now, let me just set the scene here. What you're going to hear is about a minute of audio. George Wendt is at times looking into the camera, but more often than not, he is looking at notes that Amy provided. I guess that's the way it works. So you get to provide notes for the person.
Oh.
So he's looking at notes. Obviously, your name is written down there,
uh-oh.
John. And some other stuff is written down. So you'll hear George Wendt commenting on what he's reading while wishing me happy birthday. And I'm curious if your reaction to George Wendt on John is the same reaction I have. Because Amy laid it out. You know, Joe's co-host, John Ritchie, former fullback, Eagles, Raiders, whole deal. All right, let's listen to, who is it? Norm!
Okay, who had more wins, Sam Malone or the Hammer? Who cares? Give me another beer. Joe, this is your old pal George Wendt here, and I'm wishing you a happy birthday. Oh my gosh. Morning sports guy on Philly Sportsnet. Wow. Hello. You are royalty, dude. So you're the Cliff Clavin of sports, apparently. And Joe is, wait, his partner. Hang on. Okay. You're known as the Hammer. You get ripped by callers for taking baths and not knowing how many wings a chicken has. And, Joe also thinks he will run and win the presidency. Wow. Go for it, dude. Happy birthday, Joe. Cheers, young man.
Drinking a beer.
That's great at the end. Cheers, young man, is strong. John.
Drinking a beer, holding a beer the whole time. All right. So.
I have a thought outside of the Ritchie thing after.
All right. Well, give me that. Give me your first thought.
The music. I mean, was that purposeful?
Yes.
That is the song that when you lose.
Amy requested that.
Oh.
Way to go, Amy.
See, I was confused.
Way
on that
to
too.
Go, Amy. Like, you rule, man.
And way to go, George Wendt, actually doing it.
Like that, he actually put the music on. Yeah, that's cool.
Because that's not
really
dubbed
cool.
in. He didn't do it in his home.
That's very cool that he did
it. He played it in the background. All right.
Was it the first time he was reading it? It seemed like he was.
Probably
like,
for the first time.
It was the. That was
I'm
the
guessing
dress
he doesn't
rehearsal.
Put hours of work into these.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to
that
me.
That was the dress rehearsal. And, yeah. And, you know, like, so that was my impression.
All right. Any thoughts on the Ritchie thing?
Was there just the ignoring of John Ritchie? Is that what you're talking about?
So here's what happened, as I interpret it.
He thought he was talking to John.
No. He's reading through the scroll of what was written. And she had, you know, Joe's partner, you know, John Ritchie, Eagles, Raiders fullback. And he gets, because he's reading, you can tell he's reading through the line. I mean, I can't, you can essentially tell, because he's reading stuff, Cliff Clavin, sports trivia, blah, blah, blah. All right. So he gets, all right, your partner. And he pauses. And my theory is, John, he saw your name and didn't know who you are. That's my theory. Because he goes, your partner. And then the name John Ritchie is written because Amy sent it, but he skips over it, which gives me the impression. And I'm not trying to burst your bubble, John. I just think George Wendt maybe doesn't remember you.
I don't think John Ritchie would expect
you. I can't imagine that.
Well, he played in the Super Bowl. I mean, he played for great teams with the Raiders and Eagles. The guy was
but
in
what
the...
if George Wendt isn't a big football fan?
He's the Bears guy.
That doesn't mean he's a big football fan.
He's from Chicago.
Ben, did you get that impression?
Not so much.
I didn't think about that for a moment.
I didn't think about that at all.
You're overthinking this,
yeah.
Joe. All right, here's the deal. James, get Lewis to isolate just that audio. We'll play like that because he's talking about the show. He's talking about the show and the notes that were there. We'll drill down on that and you be the judge again. Let's go to the phones. Anyway, it was very cool. I mean, Norm giving me a birthday.
It was cool. Yeah, that was a lot of Norm talking. And like that was just really
it's Norm.
A lot of Norm.
Yeah. What do you like better, West Wing or Cheers?
Man.
Well, it's West Wing, right? I mean,
he's watched West
I don't
Wing
know about
17
that, James.
Times.
Wow, really? This
Cheers.
Is like monumental here.
How many times
phenomenal.
Have you watched Cheers?
Well, so it's three this decade.
Three.
But it was many episodes upon episodes as a kid.
Okay, you've watched The West Wing how many times?
19.
So I think
yeah,
the prosecution rests.
Yeah, yeah, we win. It's over.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
19 times, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
It's a series.
That's a problem.
It's seven seasons.
Seven seasons.
Yeah. It's 44 and a half.
22
episodes.
Times 22 times 7.
Times 44 and a half minutes per episode. It's horrible.
That's a problem.
And yeah. and the problem is, no, the most horrible
It's horrible
part,
when you start in round 20.
Exactly. He's going to do it again.
Oh, of course he is.
Then again.
I'm surprised he hasn't
and
started 20 yet.
Let's go to the phones. All right, Howie on Jalen Hurts and Rob Thompson on the Lidl spot. We'll get to both of them shortly. Let's talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning.
I'm up. Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, that fan falling yesterday. Man, how tragic. Mm. But, you know, when you look at how they reach for balls, and, of course, we know a lot of people enjoy alcohol during games, you're kind of surprised that hasn't happened more, thank God, right?
I would agree with that. The thing that really, Chuck, there's one thing about sports and fans that has shocked me more than anything, and it's not going to happen now, basically. I cannot believe all the years until they put the nets up that people weren't dying with line drives.
Same. It's always shocked me.
I mean, there's heads everywhere.
Well, especially the whatever, 10 years in between phones being super popular and the nets not being up. Like, everyone's looking at their phones all the time. Like,
totally.
I can't believe it didn't happen more.
I mean, a line drive from a lefty to the right side or a righty to the other side, if I'm getting this right. No, well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, wicked.
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 We'd be in a third base dugout, and Ichiro was up, and the whole dugout would be at one end because it was you knew inevitably we'd get a line drive from his bat because he would wait so late and just spray one in there. It would just wipe the dugout out.
And, Ben, if that thing hits you in the head, man,
we're on high alert.
You could die.
We're on high alert. And I can't believe it took them this long to put the nets up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
God, they put them up.
Yeah.
Joe, we always made sure the kids at the vet were to our right. Not that we were going to catch every ball, the way you're talking about. But the kids, the twins and Chad, were always to our right. And then
give you a chance,
talking. Guys, look at the game. Stop talking. Look at it.
But there's also food. You're putting mustard on your hot dog. Yeah, you know, like there's
you're going to the game with friends and you're looking at your friend for a moment while you're talking to them. Like it's you know.
And remember that little girl died in hockey about 15 years ago. She I think was 12 years old. That's when hockey put up the netting. And that's another serious projectile coming at you, man. The baseball and the puck are brutal if they hit you in the head. Brutal.
Well, that's for sure. God bless. So just two quick points. When you were, I think it was Ken who was talking about Schwarber earlier, and when you set the benchmark for him, you're starting with 100 runs and 100 RBIs last year. That's really, really good. So can you duplicate that? This is unbelievable. If you just do simple math, you take the number of games played and then you divide it out, RBIs runs per game ratio compared to last year, he's actually tracking right now substantially ahead. So he could be like 110 and 110.
Wait, in which category?
Right
RBIs?
In RBIs and runs. It's unbelievable. Well, yes, he's doing better than last year.
My guess is that has more to do with people getting on in front of him then because he has not been very effective.
Your Honor, I did that math. It's 370 on base percentage in front of him. That's remarkable, isn't it? Right? That's pretty good.
Well, yeah. I mean, Trey, who hit in front of him quite a bit last year, was not that last year. So
now there's an economic indicator that applies to baseball, and it's the one I look at all the time. Of course, I'm happy with the record, and they project 92 and all that stuff. But they're 6-7 against 500 competition, while other teams are 18-10 and 17-12. Yada yada yada.
You understand? I have to get my. Is it called an abacus? What's that thing?
Abacus.
No L. Abacus.
Chuck, when you talk, I mean, it's like. I don't know what to do here, man. I'm overwhelmed. I feel like I'm taking the SAT math section.
No, that's St. Joe prep.
Joe, all I said was they're 6-7 against 500.
Yeah, that wasn't that confusing.
Joe, come on.
Well, you're giving me an on base with this, and then compared to last year.
Oh, on base is a tough one, huh?
And they got an RBI projection of 120.
RBI, those are tough to figure out.
I mean, it was a lot of numbers. I'm not going to lie.
I think I've toned it down because James told me to, so I think I've done a pretty decent job.
You have, Chuck. I'm playing around, buddy.
Anyway, notice what the team's record is without Marsh's 076 batting average. He'll come back, and then we're going to try to put him back in.
Chuck, hold on. Batting average might be a little much for Joe.
Might
it's
be.
A little,
yeah.
You know,
so,
mathy.
Right, right, yeah, wait, real quick, can we say, I think it's a fact, Marsh did finish the month without a hit, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think you're right.
I think what we should be most excited about, I know he did say it yesterday, so I'd be redundant, but Stott and Rojas, with their batting averages right now, man, if they can maintain that, that is unbelievable. For what it means
the Rojas thing to me is shocking, but it's a good development. That's Chuck, give me an answer. Who or what is overrated?
You know, I was going to say, man, let me just kind of make it a compound thing here. My answer would be TV soccer. I just still can't watch, okay?
TV soccer. Well, you know, it's not exactly my thing, but the World Cup is cool. You know, World Cup's cool.
You watching?
Well,
when it comes around again.
Yeah, I dig the World Cup.
It's going to be here.
Yeah, it's coming here.
We got a lot coming here, so
yeah, it's going to be a big year.
So what else we got?
We got the All-Star Game, baseball All-Star Game.
Mm-hmm. Next year?
Next 2026, remember?
Yep, that's what I thought. And am I missing something else?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
NBA Finals with Joel.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Probably an NFC Championship game.
Of course, yeah. I mean, the 250-year celebration of stuff going on here, right? I would think.
So
is that called?
I don't know. I think we're going to get so shortchanged. Here's my theory. We're going to have a big thing around 1 o'clock in the afternoon on July 4th, 2026.
What makes you think this?
And because then they'll go down to D.C., and it'll all be D.C., and we're going to get completely jobbed.
Shortchanged.
Shortchanged.
Why?
Yeah,
do you think that?
We were the home base at 76 for 200.
So let's make sure that we feature us.
It should be at Independence Hall.
I like you going 76 there.
Yeah.
Like, no, but instead of 1776.
No, 1976.
Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. I got you. I thought you were talking home base in 1776.
In 1976, we were the spot. And
I got you. My
prediction is, in next year, July 4th, it's going to be D.C. focused. And that's going to tick me off.
If we were the spot the last time around.
We just get shortchanged, man.
Okay. I don't expect that we will. This is a huge deal.
No, we probably will.
I'll make you a $10 bet.
Philadelphia is all that.
I'll make you a $10 bet that the national celebration at nighttime, the main national celebration at nighttime, is in D.C.
I agree with you.
John, $10 bet. You taking it or not?
No, I really don't know.
Okay,
no,
back down.
It really seems
look at
like
this wuss. He makes a comment.
It's a dumb bet.
John,
I don't want to do that.
A little wussy.
It's a dumb bet.
A little wussy.
Dip back down a little bit.
That the broadcast will be in D.C. for the sesquicentennial.
Fair enough. Just,
is that what it is? Sesquicentennial?
I'm just guessing.
I'm glad this guy wasn't on Nickelodeon 30 years ago with Mark Summers. He wouldn't have taken the physical challenge. I mean, come on.
We've got slimes.
How great was that? Ben, were you into that as a kid? Nickelodeon, Mark Summers?
Not really, no.
Double Dare?
No.
Come on.
Oh,
no.
Man.
The thing in the wheel, the hamster wheel?
No.
The
best. Not out.
Oh, it was
not into
it. Was glorious.
I didn't watch it.
Philly's own Mark Summers.
I know what sliming means. I know that was awesome to watch when you would see like a, I don't know, like a regular actor get slimed on.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
At the Nickelodeon Awards and stuff.
Absolutely.
But I wasn't on top of it. Were you on top of that?
I was
like,
in
that was
range.
Meshing with your age?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was right there for that.
Good for you.
All right, Rob Thompson sets the lineup. And obviously we've had three different leadoff hitters used this year. But it's, you know, generally one of the lefties. And in this case, Stott lately and then Trey. That's the way they do it. I want to play some audio for you of Rob Thompson after the game last night. I tend to think that Rob Thompson misinterpreted the question. I could be wrong. You be the judge if he interpreted the question right, because he gives an endorsement to Stott that I'm not quite sure he meant to make, but maybe he did. Rob Thompson last night after the game, Stott has played well lately. Here's his answer about Stott in the leadoff spot.
Bryson Stott looked real good in the leadoff spot again. Is there a chance he's going to get more opportunities against left-handed pitching in that role?
I think so, but I still want to keep Sosa going, you know, and Wilson and those bench guys. But he's swinging the bat great, and he's getting on base.
So the question was about leadoff spot against lefties in that role. And he said, I think so, which makes you think the next time they face a a left-handed pitcher, Stott could lead off. But then he starts talking about these bench guys.
He clearly misinterbereded it.
He missed I think he meant
Stott's
right?
just going to get more shots against lefties, period, is what he heard.
You agree, Ben?
Yes. That's what I think was the case.
He missed the last phrase.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to clear that up.
Because I think they really found something here with Stott at the top.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
John is so ready to puff his chest. He was Mr. Pro Bryson Stott, February and March leadoff guy. You know,
I mean, I still think that Kyle Schwarber is the best leadoff man for this ball
club. I do too.
But Bryce Harper needs protection. It's more about the protection for Harper than it is about Schwarber leading off.
Well, the irony is Bryce hasn't done anything since Schwarber got there.
No.
That's right when Bryce started tailing off. And look, those things happen in baseball. But I get your theory that it should help Bryce and probably will. John, the irony to Bryson Stott getting in a leadoff spot, the reason he got there is because Bohm stunk in 3-4.
It
had nothing to do with Schwarber messing up. It was Bohm was messing up. I mean, that's how the whole thing happened. And then Castellanos said, like, what, two or three games into 3-4. That didn't work out. And then Topper's like, all right, he's down to 5. I got to have 4 guys bat in the top 4. He's like, all right, Stott, get up there. That's how it happened. But to Stott's credit, man, he's answered the bell.
Taking the opportunity and running with it. And it really is. Like, last year was an anomaly.
He was
that
hurt.
Injury was everything. Mm-hmm. And he really is that good. It's so cool to me. It bothered me when I would watch him take, when I would watch him watch that thing the whole way into the glove initially. But then I thought, you know what? This is unique. Like, he really does have an additional level of confidence and, like, mastery and understanding of what's to come, what to expect. I do feel like this kid is a baseball head.
He's got good instincts.
Great instincts.
He does.
His IQ is
up
there.
Yeah, which, I mean, you can see it. It's just exuding
off
of him.
The thing that
That's why he's a good leader.
Yeah, the thing that he does the best, and I said on the post-game show last night, he knows himself. Like Charlie always says, know thyself.
Yep.
This guy knows himself. We as athletes, if we do something good, next time we want to make it better. Like if I went up and hit a 450-foot home run, I want to hit one 475. Why? That swing was good enough to hit you one 450. It doesn't need to get any better. Stott knows himself. He doesn't go outside those parameters. He stays within himself. He'll hit the ball the other way. He'll pull a ball down the line if
it's
in.
As evidenced by the fact that he went to the no-step approach right away. Yeah. I mean, he was sort of the front runner for that. Well, wait, maybe Bryce was. Bryce started doing the no-step.
With two strikes.
Yeah. And then Bryson took it and elevated it.
Yeah, he does it every time.
Yeah, making it his signature. But he took a little page out of Bryce's book and improved on it. Again, I think they're both baseball hits. I don't know. I don't know the details.
You know what strikes me big time, James? I think this will resonate with you. 8 years ago when we started our program.
I was thinking the same thing
just
now.
John Ritchie didn't know how many innings were in a baseball game.
Totally, dude. he's talking stances. I was thinking the exact same thing right there, ironically.
It's impressive. I never, ever watched baseball, ever. It was only football.
All right, so, Ben, I got to tell you a story.
Like my wife.
I think we can say this one on the air. Yeah, this is one of those things we kept off the air for a while because we don't want to make John look bad. I mean, John looks bad. Show looks bad. And I got nothing but love for John. I say this with all love and joking. First year, first month or two. Because, John, to your point, you really didn't know about baseball.
I knew nothing. I knew less than nothing. Yeah. I never played it. I never watched a second.
Yeah. So, Ben, before a show one time, not on the air, but before a show, early months of our program, John asked us off the air. The Phillies had taken a player out the night before. Let's just say sixth inning, seventh inning. John said, well, why didn't they put him back in?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I forgot about that.
Wait, what? What are we dealing with here? So John is.
I mean, I still
come
think
away.
Well, that's a weird
his,
rule.
But, to his credit, I think that in the 8 years of doing our show, John Ritchie has watched more Phillies games than anyone on, like, he has watched 8 years of, he never misses a pitch. Like, he is so dedicated to watching every second of baseball.
It's impressive,
To his credit, though, every other sport, you can go back in.
Right.
Soccer, football, basketball.
Not soccer. No, soccer, once you're out, I think you're out.
No, you can come back in.
No, soccer, you're out. Joe's right.
Yeah, World
really?
Cup. Well, that's the only thing I watch
period.
Is World Cup.
Yeah, soccer, you can't go in and out in soccer.
Yeah, soccer, you're out.
Joe, do you know why people play soccer?
Here we go. Dad joke. Why do people play soccer?
We all knew it was a dad joke coming.
I don't, Ben. Why?
So they don't have to watch it.
Oh, that's pretty good. Let's get to Joe and Yaden right now. I like that one.
That is pretty good.
Joseph, good morning.
Top of the morning to you and Hammerhead.
And the rest of the day to you, lad.
Hammerhead. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. One thing regarding the three people I can't stand, dislike, that would be the Sanders, father-son, Aaron Rodgers, and the Flop James. I'm so thrilled that the Flop is out of playoffs. I can't stand him as a player.
I'm kind of bummed. I mean, listen, I go back and forth in LeBron. I mean, he's an all-time all-timer, and it would have been, I think, fun to see him play longer in this thing. But they got smoked, man. Look, they don't have a ton around those two, and obviously LeBron's not what he used to be.
They don't have a coach.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. He's never coached at any level.
No, that's true.
And what LeBron's kind of like a coach.
But I'll also say this. Can anyone name who the third best player in the Lakers is?
Who is? Austin Reeves.
I mean, what is that?
Come on, Mr. Fantasy Basketball.
Come on, Joe.
These are rhetorical questions, James. The point is, what is that?
Not a big Rory Hachimura fan?
From his days with the Wizards. I think the Sixers smoked him in that playoff series a couple years back. All right, go ahead, Joe.
That playoff series?
Yeah, well, that they played them once.
LeBron James, you need players around you. Okay, I don't care how great you are.
Yeah.
That's simple. And it happened with Miami. Okay, had great players around him. And in Cleveland. And he left there and left there and he went to the Lakers. So, okay, I'll be fine. Then they did this one-sided trade with, I think they got his name from
The Mavs.
Yeah, and if it worked now.
To be fair, Joe, the guy's 40 years old, man. I mean,
I couldn't agree more. You're right.
So stop playing.
Well, look, I don't know, man. People are very split on LeBron. I'm split on LeBron. I mean, I'm both pro-LeBron and anti-LeBron, different twists and turns. Would you agree with that, John?
How are you both?
Right? I mean, don't you feel like there's times you're a fan and then times you're not a fan?
Sure. I mean, I hated the way he sat up there and looked so pompous with the counting off, not one, not two, not three. Some of that stuff. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I have so much reverence for the way he's conducted himself from the time he was a 13-year-old
But in
kid.
Some ways, like, he's no criminal, no nonsense like
in
that.
In all the
but
big
then,
ways,
but, well, but the,
he's been really stand-up.
But he's hurt the league so dramatically.
That
with,
part wasn't intentional to that degree.
No, but it wasn't. He wanted the power in the player's hands, and he's gotten it, and it's hurt the league.
And if I, as a player, if I could have wrestled away power for my, you know, my players, my fellow NFL players, if I could have taken some of that power back, I sure would have. Well, I would have tried.
I'm just telling you, I'm split on him.
He did.
All right, Joe, give me an answer, my man. Who or what is overrated?
Before I answer, do you actually follow the NBA playoffs, all of you, or no?
Yeah, a little bit, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I follow hockey.
Well, but I do. I follow that as well.
Okay.
How about Ovechkin advancing last night?
30 postseason power play goals.
Well, listen, he really is
ridiculous.
So I feel like 5-7 years ago, Crosby was the more.
Without a doubt.
Is Ovechkin now more historically great than Crosby?
Yeah. Crosby's got more cups.
So Crosby won 3 cups, I think. Ovechkin's won one. But man, Ovechkin's been better longer.
Longer. And that's the key. I mean, I think that.
And he's got the record.
Crosby at his height was probably a better all-around hockey player.
Probably.
But I think that,
that's an interesting battle.
It is. I think Ovechkin has overtaken him, though. I do.
And a bigger brat.
wait. Crosby is your saying.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Joe, I need an answer. Who or what is overrated?
Well, actually, the NBA, it's watered down like the hammer.
All right. Well, so the NBA thing, I mean, I don't know about it overrated because we've talked so much about the issues it's got. All right, coming up in a minute, Howie Roseman weighed in yesterday about Jalen Hurts after winning the Super Bowl and what's up ahead. You'll hear that in 1 minute.
Mother's Day is coming soon on May 11th, and trust me, you don't want to miss it. It's also one of the busiest days of the year at restaurants. This year, skip the insanely busy, overpriced fixed menus at the restaurant and show mom you love her with a meal prepared by you from Wild Fork Foods. Not a cook, not a problem. Wild Fork makes it so easy to serve mom a delicious meal with their pre-made options. Start by serving a shrimp cocktail appetizer with Wild Fork's fully cooked, peeled, and deveined large shrimp. For the main course, she'll love the short rib ravioli or super lump crab cakes
which pairs so well with one of their newest dishes, the creamy risotto. This Italian dish elevates the meal to a whole new level. Wild Fork even has you covered for dessert with a couple different kinds of chocolate lava cakes and a raging debate in my house as to which is better. Creme brulee, New York style cheesecake. It's amazing. Make Mother's Day memorable this year with the help of Wild Fork. Visit their Neshaminy store or one of their other greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same day delivery. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. We got a packed house today with Ben, James, and Rhea here. Wonderful to have you with us as well. Twitter poll question here. The NBA and NHL playoffs just came up. We got a poll related to it, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com together. Let's drive. Poll question, which playoff have you been enjoying more? Is it the NBA, the NHL, or Choice C, not watching either? By the way, Ben, question for you, because we talked about this about 2 weeks ago on the show, maybe a month ago. We had a poll question. I'm curious how you would vote on this.
Mm-hmm.
More likely to make the playoffs next year, Sixers or Flyers?
Flyers.
Joel can't answer the bell? Because if he answers the bell, then they obviously should make the playoffs and are much more likely. Like, if you get even 60 games out of Joel.
You ain't getting 60.
You're probably not. You're probably right.
60?
No, you're 60.
Well, my point is that's a pathway to the playoffs. I think you're right. He will not play 60 is my guess. But so do the Flyers start trying?
Yeah. I think they kind of have to.
Rhea, you're getting frustrated too, right?
They have, 100%.
They have to.
How many years can you sit out?
No, you can't. And they have so many picks. Like,
I'm afraid they're
going to
sit out another year.
They cannot.
They can't.
No.
They can't.
Well, they can. Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys, 2 years in a row, they were right near a playoff spot at the trade deadline and traded all these players. Like, that's sitting out.
Yeah.
Remember, Jonesy came on our show and said, don't be surprised if we trade away guys right before that.
I mean, two years in a row. At the trade deadline. Let's trade all our good players.
But they finally have something they can build around.
Yeah, but I fear they might not think they have enough to start going for it. Let's have another year.
Do we have a goalie yet?
Listen.
Kind of need one of those.
Carter Hart killed him.
Unbelievable.
He killed them.
That whole thing is just such a train wreck.
I mean, because he was starting to play bad before he was exited.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, you know, not
Joel
good.
Joel Embiid, what happens if he's healthy?
He probably won't be, though, John.
This last season, you know, the wear and tear was minimal.
He got
a surgery.
Yeah,
we don't think the surgery fixed exactly everything, but if it's better,
look, I guess we're going to know by mid-October. Can he play or not? I mean, I think it's not going to take long to get a sense of has he rediscovered the fountain of health or not.
Was that elective surgery?
Which one?
The most recent one.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a.
I mean, doctor's not going to do it if you don't need it, right?
It's all very murky, the whole, what the surgery did, how much it'll help.
He didn't play for such a long time, and all of a sudden, oh, you know what? I'm going to get this cut.
But it wasn't even a big surgery from what we understand.
Correct.
Yeah.
So why didn't he have it done?
Well, it seemed like they were waiting to find exactly what the right surgery was, and there was some indecision as to what would work best.
So he took all that time off to have a scope.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's like...
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It's mismanagement at yet another level.
But Ben, here's one of the problems, at least as I understand it, based on things Spike has said. There's no surgery known to fix the problem.
Right. You're not going to be able to put the shock absorber back in there.
Right.
Right. There might be multiple procedures that need to be done that you just can't do them.
I mean, don't they say John, you're so much better at this stuff than me, but is it cartilage? You're saying if you don't have cartilage, then you get bone on bone?
That's bone on bone.
Yeah. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no regrowth of that, right?
Well,
here's
the thing. Now they can do some things. They can do things. I don't know that they can do things for Joel.